Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 7 till the hour. I'm glad you're here. Joe Tankersley's here. He's a former writer, producer, and thought leader over at Disney Imagineering. He's a futurist extraordinaire. He's the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows. Joe, I need your website, please.
It's www.uniquevisions.net.
All right, so check it out, uniquevisions.net. Hey, Joe, we're talking about things that are going to be disrupted in the coming decade, in the third decade of the 20th century, 21st century. We've talked about healthcare. We talked about education. We threw in a little bit there on demographics, the aging part of this. What about tourism? How do you see tourism being disrupted?
Well, you know, I live in Florida, Jim, so tourism's a big topic down here.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been speaking to a number of groups recently, and on the one hand, boy, talk about a group that goes, hey, everything's great, nothing's going to change. And I think they're about to be blindsided for a number of reasons. One is you know, the older folks are changing their way of traveling, but the bigger sort of bubble coming forward is the millennials are starting to get enough money to start to think about what it means to go on vacations.
Right.
They live differently. They want to travel differently.
They congregate differently. You know what is a bellwether for what you're talking about? Conventions. Conventions are having a hard time. They're having to rethink their experience because millennials don't like to go to conventions.
None of us really do, Jim. We just got used to it because we.
But we did it because we were told to. They don't follow instructions like we did.
That's right. But who wants to go sit and listen to somebody talk when you go on the online, you find their TED talk, and you.
That's
heard
what
they
say. Yeah.
So all travel is becoming much more about how do you create experiences. People talk about authentic experiences. What that really means is, can I get a brilliant selfie out of it? I tell a lot of my tourism clients, you know, it's about creating environments where people can make sure they show the picture that said they did the cool thing.
Right.
And then there's a whole other issue around climate change and what that means, particularly in a state for Florida. And how do you convince people this is still a place to come to when all they read is about the beaches disappearing and the hurricanes coming?
Yeah.
Which is probably
being overhyped, but that's another story. What about things like everyday products, everyday things that we use every day in our lives?
I think that's a really interesting one for me, because I think we're going to start to see real applications of things like 3D printing, just-in-time manufacturing, where we go from mass manufacturing to mass personalization.
Joe, let me stick something in there, folks.
Okay.
What Joe just described, those are already almost mature offerings. I mean, 3D printing and just-in-time inventory, those are not new ideas. Those are mature. They're becoming ubiquitous right now, aren't they, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we see the giant retailers like Sears and people like that struggling, and we think it's just because of Amazon. That's part of it. But the other thing is people are, once again, looking for things that are more local, that are created by someone they might have a relationship with.
Yep.
And that's where 3D printing and the ability to build, you know, things in small quantities, the technology is making possible, are really going to see, I think, take off. You're going to see what I call more digital artisans. You know, local farmers markets are a great bellwether for what that looks like.
Yep.
And you're going to start to see that in every part of what we consume, I think.
Joe, quickly, I got a minute left. Government. I think blockchain is going to disrupt government more than people have any idea. It won't happen early in the decade, but I think it'll happen late. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Madeleine Albright said, and I'm going to mangle this quote, but it was something to the effect of, you know, today's citizens are communicating with their governments using 21st century technology. Governments are responding using 20th century technology and offering them 19th century answers.
She's right.
Huge change because of blockchain and other digital technology in terms of how we even think of what government's role is in the future.
It's going to be something.
And that's going to be the challenge.
And it's going to happen before our very eyes, folks. There's no question about it. Hey, Joe, good job today. I need your website one more time, please.
It's uniquevisions.net. Drop in, learn about more of the things I'm thinking about are going to change your future.
Reimagining Our Tomorrows, that's his book. Hey, Joe, will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. You know that. It's always great to talk to you.
Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.